Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell.
Kaka wanyalo bedo joloch.
Session 9. Overcoming Depression with Hope.
Kaka wanyalo loyo ich wang kokalo kuom horuok.
Replace discouragement and depression with God's hope and joy.
Ka iyine Nyasaye mondo okaw thuolo e okang' ka okang' to mano nyalo miyo ichung' ataro mar ich wang' kod sigu.
Let me continue in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to be here together before your throne. If we could see better, we would see you like John sees you in Revelation
1.
Full of glory, power, authority. But what's so interesting, Lord, is that you have, you're right in the middle of all the churches. You care about us. And you appointed us to care for others. This is the kingdom of your love. Help us to believe it. Help us to live it out. Teach us how to care for the depressed. And if we are the discouraged ones, encourage us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Overcoming Depression with Hope is Session
9.
The word depression is actually a more medical term. Discouragement we can use also, translate how you will. But, you know, the key to understanding the hope that we have starts with our new life in Christ. Hope begins at our new life. It's just like when you have a baby, it's like a whole new life is there. There's so much promise. God just didn't begin that life. What he means is, I want that life to grow. Now when he gives us spiritual life, he has a purpose. And that's what gives us hope for every believer. I want to grow fullness so he can bear the fruits of love.
She
can share the testimony of gospel. The Spirit's going to be doing that. So as much as we might get discouraged by our setbacks in life, we can always find hope. Well, he did save me. Go back to the beginning. Why did he save me? To have me grow, to be like him. Just like a seed grows big. Now, in English, yes, you can see, many words connected with disappointment all start with D. So you'll notice a lot of words here. Disappointed. Despair. That gives up hope, right? In English, we use the word down, feeling down.
chalo gima koro wagore piny.
Dejected. People reject me.
Chalo gima kamoro amora ma wantie ok dwarwa, wan mana jok mikwedo.
On the left, discouraged.
Chunywa a.
So I lose hope.
Kato koro geno bende rumo.
Despondent.
Wachalo jok ma modi.
Yeah. And then depressed itself.
Kaito wabedo kod maonge nyalo.
So this, as it says, a medical term. In that case, it's only, I think it's a relatively new English word, about 40 years old, 50 years old.
Ma en dhok mitiyogo gi daktari mathietho, to oseti kode kuom higni mang'eny mokadho.
So depressed, you might think of a balloon, and you press all the air out, so it is depressed.
Chalo kaka balloon mokudhi, to kosetuche to kori diye mondo mi muya me orum.
And so you can think of your life, all the hope pressed out.
So
you're flat. So antidepressants happens to be the most prescribed drug in the U.S.
What?
Antidepressants. Anybody know that? So it's a medical drug.
Mm-hmm.
And to make you not so depressed.
Nitie yath moro mitiyogo mondo mi jok machalo kama miyo mondo mi chunygi oduogi. Kendo yadhni tiyogo mang'eny ahinya US kocha.
So many people take them.
Kendo ji mang'eny muonyo yedhegi.
In this country?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Nitie.
So they're trying to boost you up.
Dwa mondo mi duog ngimani maber.
And let me state here, by the way. Though I am going to show you how to get out of depression. I don't encourage people to stop their medication. I'm not pretending to be a doctor. Because that has physical consequences. What I tell people is, get rid of your depression. And tell your doctor, I don't need him anymore. The problem is this. This is what's happening in America. I know America the best. The pastors don't know how to help so many hopeless people.
Ni pate okia kaka dikon jogo machunji a.
I mean, I'm not just talking about people that are poor. Wealthy people take more.
Bungeyo ni jok mamunyo yedhegi. O gin jok mudhier, to gin jok mangi mwandu.
But pastors don't know what to say.
To pate okia gima diwachi.
They lost the power of God's word.
Nikech teko mar wach Nyasaye onge kuomgi.
And this is a criticism I have.
I
believe as we looked at Zechariah yesterday, that God was angry with the shepherds. Because we don't know how to help the sheep. So these drugs are always being passed out to people that come to the clinics. I don't like them. Why? Because the doctors plan to give you that medicine for your whole life. You come in, what's your problem? Sign, go. People think medicine solve. No. They're not solving the problem. They're just concerned that you don't go commit suicide. Be careful. Though it seems like it's a solution, we will point to the solution in God's word.
Apan wabiro neno tiendo wechegi mondo mi wabed kod ng'eyo maber.
Can you see that?
Ninyalo neno mano?
You know what it is? Someone says sheep? No, not a sheep. You said sheep. No, it's not a sheep.
A dog.
What? Wolf? Wolf. Okay. Yeah. Oh, the head is a wolf. Okay. It's a sheep. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing, we said.
And rombo mane lao undiek.
Okay.
Undiek morok lao rombo.
So underneath, it's like the devil, right?
Tokoro mopondo.
On the outside, it looks very fluffy and comfortable.
Kendo e okone onere maber kendo maywaywang.
And let me just point out another caution. And we are using in the Western world this term, mental illness. There is scientific. There is scientifically nothing you can. If I'm a mental ill patient, physically they can put me through exams. They will not find anything. They cannot find things wrong with your brain. Your brain is working. What do they mean by mental illness? There is no such thing. How do you describe it? They just use this term, but it really is not a good term. The real problem is our souls. And there's people in the medical community that don't believe in souls. And they don't admit there's a spiritual nature to us. And so they don't want to use terms like that. So what we're doing is going to show you how the message of hope can bring encouragement. I want you to know that you have hope. If you take medicine, it's like the doctor says, you have no hope.
And manakaka doctor diwachni yonge geno.
You can't solve the problem.
Chandrok ni ok nya rumo.
And that's when people start take medication, they're scared to not take it.
Mane omiyo thoth ji kose chako muonyo yath to chunygi a mondo mi kiki dhi nyime gi muonyo yath.
God's message is very different.
To wach Nyasaye to pogore ahinya.
He does give us hope.
Omiyowa geno.
And he gives us some things to do.
Kendo onyiswa gik monego watim.
He wants us to be responsible.
Odwa mondo mi wabed jok matimo dwaro mare.
He wants us to face our failures.
Odwa mondo mi one nyawa.
Psalm 125 verse 1.
Kama ng'iyo Zaburi 125:1.
Those who trust in the Lord,
jogo mogeno kuom Ruoth,
are as Mount Zion.
Machalo kod God Sayun.
It cannot be moved.
Ok nyal yiengni.
But abides forever.
To odak manyaka chien.
We're on a mountain here, right?
Wanya got kadonge.
I can see far away out the windows.
Anya kangyo dirisa tane no kani tiere gode.
Can you move this mountain?
Be inyalo tingo gode miter kamachielo?
No. Mount Zion, where Jerusalem is. Can you move it? No.
God Zion kama Jerusalem nitie be niting at manyalo gologi. Oy ok nyalore.
Earthquakes can shake them, but they can't move them. When you put your trust in the Lord, you become like a mountain. Your situation might be like a storm around
you.
The clouds are darkening. The winds are soaring around you. Dust is blowing everywhere.
Ma koro seche moko ok nen.
The thunder is coming down. The trees are shaking. Your place is moving a little. But God is there. He becomes the one you trust. And when you trust Him, you will not be moved. Remember Peter, right? He was the brave one, stepped out of the boat toward Jesus in the storm. He was fine when he looked at Jesus. When he looked at the storm, the waves, he took his eyes off Jesus. And this is what we often do in our own lives. Now, I need to explain a little bit more about emotions. Because our feelings and our emotions get into us and we just really get depressed. And it affects our mind. But our feelings get so strong, you just feel depressed, you are depressed. And so a lot of people think that my depression is linked to my feelings directly. It is linked. But notice the second area here, our minds, our perceptions. It is those that are first and most important to remember. Because this affects our emotions. And that brings about depression. I've been trying to tell you from the beginning, it's the mind is where we renew and protect our spiritual life. It's the entrance of temptation. If you close your eyes, it's like a door, right? You open, close. And all of a sudden, when you close, no light comes in. And it's like in our mind, the thoughts are coming in. We're going to look more at Hebrews in the next session, Hebrews 5:14. But do notice this word perception here used in the verse. They have their perception trained to discern good and evil. That's what's going to be so important here. As it has been all along. So what about our feelings? How do they work? So our feelings are more... We don't have a speaker here, but sometimes you have a loudspeaker. So we have a loudspeaker. Does the sound come from the loudspeaker? Is that the source? No. If I have a microphone here. I speak. Microphone through the speaker.
A microphone wire tero gine speaker.
And the speaker, what does the speaker do?
That of course speaker to mango.
Amplifies.
Goro omio pedo madugo.
Our emotions are God given.
Pachwa and gimu mio gina sai.
I look at it as this. Feelings is like the speaker.
Kendo gikmo winjo chalo the speaker.
It doesn't create. It amplifies. If you feel something,
Ka iwinjo gimoro,
it's kind of amplifying something that's inside what you're thinking.
En gima biro golo gima nitie e iyi ka giparo.
So I know it's more difficult for sisters.
Ang'eyo ni en gima tek ahinya ne nyimine.
And I know it's very difficult for the depressed.
Kendo jok ma chunygi a en gima pek ahinya.
To separate the feelings from the depression. It's all together.
Mondo mi wagol gik ma miwa mor kata kuyo kaachiel kod gik mowinjo moluorowa.
So why do we get depressed?
Koro ang'o makelo tielo mi gima tielo apiny?
It's often because of broken dreams.
Nikech gik mwaparo ok timre.
Did you ever have a dream?
Be nitie gima iseparo mondo otimre?
Yeah. Was it ever broken?
To bende gisekethore?
Yeah. So easy to get discouraged, isn't it?
Kendo mano nyalo miyo chunyi a.
You get a new job, oh, excited.
Inyalo yudo tich manyien, mibed mamor.
Then you find that your boss is so mean.
Kata yudo ni ng'at mondiki, ng'at ma chunye rach ahinya.
Or the next day, he likes someone else. You lose your job, he puts someone else in.
Kata ka gik ndalo matin to chako hero ng'at machielo, ogoli e tich.
We must learn to put our hope not in a job,
onego waket genowa ok kuom tich,
not in our spouse,
ok kuom jaoda,
but in the Lord.
To kuom Nyasaye.
He who trusts in the Lord will be like Mount Zion.
Nikech jok mogeno kuom Nyasaye biro chalo kod God Sayun.
You see, depression comes from doubting God's ability or willingness.
Ing'e ni bedo makamano miyowa wabedo gi kiawa kuom duong' ma Nyasaye.
To help a person cope with some given circumstance.
Mondo mi wami ng'ato ng'e ni kama entie gik moluore ma miyo chunye nyalo agi.
Now the key word here is cope.
Gima duong' monego wang'e en bedo gi ratiro.
The word cope means to handle, to manage.
Bedo gi ratiro en ni mondo mi ng'e kaka inyalo timo gik mowinjore.
So you have some problem.
Koro miyo ka in kod chandruok.
And you say, well, how am I going to handle this? How am I going to deal with it?
Kato ipenji nito gini abiro timo nang'o, kata nyalo time nang'o.
How did you cope with it?
Ere kaka ni chane mape.
But depression comes from doubting God's ability or willingness to help you cope.
En gima miyo abedo maongi geno, ni Nyasaye nyalo biro mondo miyo konywa. En gima wa.
You see, discouragement is at one level. But depression comes because you try, you give up. You try, you give up. And down at the bottom is depression.
And it
gets serious. I don't know why I'm living. It gets serious. I can't do anything. So the point is that you no longer believe God can help you in one way or the other to do what's right.
Kato ibedo kod paro ni in iwuon ok inyal timo, ionge nyalo mar timo gima Nyasaye dwaro.
You lose hope that God can help you cope to manage the situation.
Kato ibedo kod paro ni Nyasaye ok nyal konyi mondo mi ilo gima intieno.
So we give up.
Kato chunywa a.
You give up. Now, sometimes we're only depressed in one area of our life. But it can easily affect other areas. So like worry, it's they have given up faith and hope in God. I can't handle it anymore. I give up. I'll never be able to do it. I may as well end it all. I feel so alone. I'm a failure. These are the temptations coming into our mind. Now, these are like a bullet that's put in our brain, in our mind, in ourselves. I'm a failure. Satan comes.
obiro ronje pachi.
Now usually we take the bullet out.
To gimaduong' ne onego benua golo lisasi oko mar bunde.
When you're depressed or when you're worried, you keep it in there.
To ka in kod parruok kiniwacho ni ok inyal to obiro siko kanyo.
And like a poison, it grows, it influences.
To kaka sum obiro siko kanyo kato omedo landore.
I'm a failure.
Ah,
I never can do anything right. I'm a failure. And does the thoughts go over and over in your mind? I'll never make it. I'll never be like my big brother. You didn't just say it once. Satan brings it in. He says, you're a failure. And you say, yeah, I'm a failure. But it gets worse because you keep saying it over and over and over on your own. You understand what I'm saying? This is where choice, one of the foundations we talked about on the first day. We can choose what we believe. You want to be truthful? Yes, I did believe that I'm a failure. I thought I'd be a good pastor, but I find I'm a terrible pastor. If I step down from pastoring, what am I going to do? So I keep pastoring. I'm a bad dad, but what am I
going to
do? That might be true. About your situation, about how you handled things in the past. That's where it starts. Disbelief. But the depression comes in when you believe, I can't manage it. And I say, well, okay, I can't do anything about it. Let me give you an illustration. I'm riding a bicycle. I feel confident. I can go where I want. I turn the steering wheel. I go over this way. I turn to the right. I veer over to the right. But when you get depressed, you first take one hand down. And you say, I can't drive this bicycle. I'm not doing very well. I can't drive very well. You take both hands down. What's going to happen? When you give up, it will only get worse. So this is a whole cycle here I'm talking about. Disbelief, starting with disbelief. Once you disbelieve that God will help you cope, you're doubting God. He says, trust in me, I'll take care of you. Sorry, I don't think you'll take care of me. But it's more than I can't. I don't think you can help me manage through this crisis. So you give up. So it starts with disbelief. Then you go to disobedience. You neglect some duties. I'm not a good pastor.
I'm not a good pastor, my bad.
So you stop visiting the sick, the needy. Disobedience.
Mano en tamro winjo.
You're supposed to care for the needy.
Nikech unego bed ni in irito jogo man gi dwaro.
When you neglect what you're supposed to do, when you disobey, guilt starts rising in you.
To kai tamro timo mato ipoka koro ichako wacho ni an gi richo.
Once that guilt comes in, you get defensive.
Kato kakoro weche biro to kori kori bedo ka ngat ma koro dwa geng'ogi.
Maybe you hear some people in the congregation.
Samori winjo jok mantie e kanisa.
He's not a good pastor.
Gwaji ni oken pastor maber.
He didn't visit Brother Joe this week.
Ne okor limo wadwa Joe jumani.
Doesn't he love people?
Behero ji.
I love people more than them. Maybe I should be pastor.
Ma wajini anayero ji molo kare. An mune ga bit pastor.
But you get, you hear that,
you in your mano,
and you get defensive. What do you mean? I care for these people.
So
you push back the comments. Defensiveness goes to despair. You give up hope. That's where you're overwhelmed by the neglect and you see no way out. Next is dejection. It's a self-accusation. You're no good. So Satan comes and says, you're no good. And you say, yeah, I'm no good. And then you just keep saying it on your own, I'm no good. I can't do anything right. And that's the depression. You resign to failure.
In
extreme situations, thoughts of suicide.
Do
you understand the cycle? Down, down, down. That's what Satan wants. He's the ruiner. He's the destroyer. So first of all, let me give you a caution. If you are tempted to give up or disobey, catch your mind, catch that thought. Maybe Satan says, you're not doing very well. And you say, yeah, I'm not doing very well. How should you respond? We will all get discouraged. Satan is there trying to hit us down hard. How do you handle discouragement? How do you train your people to handle discouragement? Now, it's good to use stories like the gospel. You know, keep your eyes on Jesus.
I'm
trying to share with you how you keep your eyes on Jesus. What does it mean, practically? Okay, so we're going to be thinking about that as we step forward in solutions. Okay, so we're thinking about situations that we get discouraged with. There's many of them that we can get discouraged. Now, I want to take one from Jesus' life. Luke 22:42-44. Remember Jesus praying?
Ne ni Yesu Kristo lemo.
When he was up On the mount, the night he was betrayed.
Can I know we got?
Father, if you're willing,
Niruos kainyalo,
take this cup from me.
Gol kikombe ni enyima.
But don't do what I want. Do what you want.
To kumduaro na, to timre kumduaro mari.
And an angel appeared.
Kato malaika biro.
And the angel strengthened him.
Kato malaika ojiwe.
Jesus himself was in agony.
Yesu Kristo na niti kodre mangen.
What's that mean, agony?
Re menango.
Very crisis.
Ne en kodu ngima man gi chandruok ahinya.
He was praying fervently.
No lemo gi chunye duto.
Sweat, like drops of blood were coming down.
Mi loya no wuok molwar karemo.
Real drops dropping right to the ground.
Kendo remo mar loya ne wuok kuome kendo lwar e lowo.
Crisis. How did Jesus keep his eyes on his Father?
Ere kaka Yesu Kristo nochiko wang'e kuom Nyasaye Wuoro.
Romans 12, verse 2.
Jerumi 12, 2.
God's will is always best.
Dwaro mar Nyasaye e gima ber moloyo.
Prove that God's will is good, acceptable, right?
Nikech gik motimo onego bed ni ber kendo mamoro Nyasaye.
Did Jesus believe that the Father's will is best?
Be Yesu noyie ni dwaro mar Wuoro e gima ber moloyo?
Yes or no?
Yes.
How do you know?
Ing'e nade?
Let your will be done.
Nikech nowacho ni dwaro ni mamoro timo.
He knew it was best.
Nikech nong'eyo ni mano e gima ber moloyo.
Second thing we find.
Mario moyudo.
God will give you grace to endure it.
Ni Nyasaye biro mii ng'uono mondo mi kadh wachno.
Oh, I know. Sometimes children, wives, men are very oppressed.
Ang'eyo ni nyithindo, mine, jonyuol seche moko tielwa kod gik mang'eny.
You face a lot of oppression and you feel it terribly.
Kendo ineno mana ka gima ibi kalao moluoki kendo ineno ni yae wachni tek miwuoro.
Did you notice what God did here though?
To be nyalo fwenyo gima Nyasaye notimo ka?
An angel appeared.
Malaika no tucho.
It strengthened him.
Mino jiwe.
What does that say to you? To me it says, when our situation gets very difficult,
ni ka gik ma olworowa koro ok wanyal loyo,
that the resources around us are not enough to help us.
Kata tekro kod mwandu mantie molworwa ok nyal konyowa.
That God will send a miracle into our lives.
Kendo Nyasaye biro kelo ono e ngimawa.
To help us to endure.
Mondo mi okonywa watim kinde wadhi nyime.
Isn't that true?
Dong mana en gima
An angel appeared.
Malaika notucho.
And strengthened him.
Mi nojiwe.
1 Corinthians 10:13.
Jokorintho mokongo apar kon apar gade.
No temptation has come into your life.
Onge tem manyalo biro e ngimani.
But it's common to man.
To ang'e ni en gima timore ne wete duto.
But God is faithful.
To Nyasachwa en jadiera.
He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to cope with.
Nito Nyasachwa kubiye mono mitem obi ni moingo teko ni.
But will always provide a way out.
Nito obiro mio yo mwatonygo bedie.
You see, the problem with the depression, that cycle, is that I don't think I can cope.
Nikech chandruok mantie e alwora mane ong'iyo cha, ni biro kelo paro ni ok anyal bedo kod teko madhi nyime.
You take those handles from the bicycle down.
Para ni kaka ni chako golo lweti mokwongo e ndiga michako igolo mar ariyo.
From this verse, I can take hope.
E verse mosomo ni anyalo kawo geno.
God, you know, I really did lose hope in you.
Ni Ruoth, ing'e ni nasego geno na noserumo kuomi.
I didn't think anybody cared about me.
Nikech na paro ni onge ng'at manyalo dewa.
But I remember you, God is faithful.
To ang'e ni in Nyasaye majaratiro.
And that you give me what I need to endure.
Kendo isemia teko mar dhi nyime.
And you put your hands back on control of your life.
Kato ibedo gi teko mar koro chiko ngimani.
Depression means you take your hands off the control of your life.
Imadwoni kawa onge geno to wagolo teko akum gik manyalo miwa chiko.
Something hits me, I just go over.
Nikech ka ng'ato goya kata lwete okomula tasagora piny chon.
But God always wants us to be in full control of our life. Putting our trust in Him. And He'll keep our bicycle going. You know, you might go off a cliff. But the angels will hold your bike up. Again, the bicycle is the illustration of our life. He says, God doesn't do that. He did it with Jesus. I mean, Jesus did want His disciples to pray with Him. It was very discouraging that no one came and prayed and stayed awake.
En gimane nyalo miyo chuny Yesu anike jopuyne nene nindanira ne konye lamo.
If you're the only one shows up at a prayer meeting, it's pretty discouraging, isn't
it?
Especially when you know the devil's going to show up in your church meeting tomorrow. But God's there. He'll send an angel if necessary. Just trust Him, even if you're one person. Don't blow out your last candle. Be the light. God will keep that light shining. That's God's responsibility. You can say, I don't know how you're going to keep my light going, Lord. But I trust my life to you. This person still has hands on the bicycle. Yes, because
yes.
They put their trust in God. Do you see what it means to keep your faith on God? God will help me manage somehow. I don't need to know how. I just know He will. Remember Joseph? Things look pretty bad. Joseph could have got really depressed. Could it get worse? I don't know. First, his brothers want to kill him. They hate him. That's bad enough. He gets sold as a slave. Free man, slave. He tries to do good. Ends up in jail. No longer with his dad. No longer with people who speak his language. Misunderstood, slandered. In prison. He tried hard. Could he despair? He could have. But we see Joseph keeping his hands on the steering wheel.
He had
a belief that sometimes our life goes through very difficult times. But like in Genesis 50, he summarizes his view on the sovereignty of God. You, talking Joseph talking to his brothers, you meant it for evil.
Une un gi paro marach.
But God meant it for good.
To Nyasaye notiyo kode maber.
God is not liable for that evil.
Nyasaye okonego waket rach mto kuome.
But he could work through the evil to make a greater good.
To parne gik mineno marichogo, Nyasaye nyalo tiyogo makel ber.
We have to have our faith on him that he can work through evil to do good.
Kromio ber ka waketo genwa kuome mondo mi gik waneno ni richogi Nyasaye los mondo mi obed maber.
So we keep our candle lit.
Omio ber ka waketo tachwa kaliel.
And if we have hope in that candle and that light,
kendo ka waketo genwa kuom ler kendo tayani,
hope is that light.
Kendo wang'e ni geno e tayani.
And God will make it work out.
Kendo Nyasaye biro miyo omed liel otim gi maber.
Do you remember that Psalm 125:1? This is a promise for all of us. No matter how difficult your situation, if you keep your trust on God, nothing will move you. Nothing moved Jesus. Oh, he was going to be betrayed. His disciples would leave him. He would be treated unjustly. He would be treated horribly. Jesus will always have it harder than we will ever experience. We are not saying that evil is good. But that God can show more of his love and grace through our lives when we're suffering.
To Nyasaye nyalo miwa geno kendo miwa hera e seche ma wan e pek kendo sandruok.
Let's think a little bit more about depression here.
Wa parane kendo e gik madiwagi.
Moses was sent on a mission.
Musa no miyote.
God gave him two miracles that he could show the people. Remember? He could put his hand in here and become leprous. And then he could put it in and become clean, you
know?
He could take his rod, throw it down, and become a serpent. He could pick it up and become his rod. His walking stick. Moses felt pretty comfortable going into Egypt. God is with me. But once he confronted Pharaoh one time, the people heard Moses. They were all excited until they said to the people, you go find your own straw to make bricks.
And
in Exodus 5:21, we find that Moses became very depressed. The people said to Moses, may God judge you. For Pharaoh, we look worse before Pharaoh now. He's treating us worse. And now they're starting to kill us because of you, Moses. You say you're going to deliver us, but it's actually, we're being killed now because of you. Moses came back in prayer. Lord, what are you doing? Did you bring me to hurt the people? Why did you send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak your name, you haven't delivered the people.
e kinde duto miseora ir Farao, pok igolo jogi.
You see how it happens?
Broken dream. Chunye ne a.
We get married.
Seche moko wakendore.
Oh, I married you?
To karin makendi.
If I knew it was you, I would never married you.
To ngangi ni ni, to dao kakendi.
Too late.
Koni kon.
If I was no having a child was so difficult, I don't want to have any children.
Kaonge nyithindo ni, adore nyithindo.
Ephesians 6:16 gives us a lot of hope.
Yo Efesios 6:16 kwa na 16 mio ageno mang'eny.
He says, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith.
Nito imago duto kauru okumba marie.
Which you will be able to extinguish the flaming missiles of the evil one.
Nimane munyalo gego go aserni makakni kamach mar ng'at marach.
First of all, notice shield of faith.
Kuro mokwongo wang'eni okumba marie.
It's the faith. It's the trusting God.
And give me again, okum nyasaye.
You don't need money. You need faith.
Okidwar pesa. Yeah, midwaro.
It becomes a shield. That means the enemy is sending temptations, trying to discourage you.
Kato obiro mi bedo gokumba makasatan kuro kelo tem to in enge okumba.
That faith can and will stop every missile that comes your way.
Parni okumba ni men ye biro miyo wageng'o aserni makakni kamaj mag Satan.
These flaming missiles were like Romans. They used arrows with tar. They lit it on fire.
Chalo gi ndalo moko ka mane Kenya ka nitie asera moko dir to kodonjo to wang'o cha.
They would shoot it over the walls into the roofs and make it go on fire.
Ma kodir to kogore korot kato gore tado torno wanga wanga.
You don't know. All of a sudden, one's coming. So what faith is God trying to give us through this verse? Whatever you face in life, you put that faith, that shield of faith up. It will work out. It worked out for Moses. The very next verse in chapter 5, what does God say? Chapter 6.
Exodus
6:1, yes.
Exodus 6:1.
God says to Moses,
Musa,
after he was starting to give up hope, now, Moses, you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. And that's where you began to see the whole string of plagues that God brought on Egypt. God is able. Amen?
Amen.
He's powerful.
And
that's one of the truths we need to admit. Jesus said, if it was God's will, he would give me more than 12 legions of angels like that to defend me. Now, sometimes we wonder, why didn't he bring those many angels, 86,000 angels, there to stop all that evil? When we suffer, not for our wrong, as a Christian, we are joining in the sufferings of Christ. And we can have the same trust as Jesus that our Father will take care of us. If needed, the angels are there. God's power, that's not the issue. We have to trust Him to work through the evil for a good.
Wanyalo yie mondo mi gik moneno ni richo go Nyasaye otigo mondo mi ber ubegi.
So whenever you come to the lie, God is not able to help you.
To kopo nwa donje miriasia to Nyasaye ok nyal konyowa.
Don't believe the lie.
Kiki yie miriasia.
So this last year, a year and a half ago.
You got chel gi nus mokado.
I'm trying to think. Actually, a year and a half ago, I was going to take my wife to have lunch with her. And she said, maybe we should go to the doctor first. And I noticed lately she was having more and more problems. And so we went to the doctors, and the doctor said, go right to the hospital. So we go to the hospital. Emergency room, they start all these tests for a couple of days. And she had congestive heart failure. Her heart was working at about 35% of what it should be working. She could die. And they didn't know what was wrong. I should say they don't know how it started. And they don't really have a cure. They just give you things you should not do. You know, here I am. Oh, well, that would be the end of my ministry. If, you know, I depend on her so much.
We have
four children at home still. Wow, lots of thoughts go through my mind. It can get very discouraging at times. But it's not whether God's able. It's like Jesus. If I need to, okay. But what is your will? So we have people from around the world praying. God healed her fully, 100%. Her heart's working. They don't know how it got better. They don't know how it got bad. So my wife said, so I don't need to see you anymore, right? The doctor. No, you're fine. So she went with me to Taiwan, to Burma, to Myanmar. God healed her. God is powerful. If he wants healing, he can bring it. We have to trust him. Oh, what about the hospital bill? To go into the hospital, what, 3-4 days to tell her what was wrong? But not to help her. Just to say what was wrong. It cost us $33,000. Too much. I said, what? If you take an aspirin, it costs you like, you know, $60
US.
Many problems in the medical system. But the hospital says, Don't worry, we will pay it off.
Chato jo hospital wach niya wechandori wabiro chule waduto.
My wife and I said, "What?"
Chato wapi ni aho me wacho?
You pay including doctor's fees?
Wabiro chule nyaka nyaka mar mar dok fees mar daktari.
Yeah, you don't have to pay anything.
Hey, onge imi biro chulo.
We walk away from that whole experience. I looked at it could be kind of the closing down of my ministry. I'm getting older. I would need to care for my wife.
Or
now, a new birth to the ministry. Either's okay if it's God's will. See, God's powerful. Keep your eyes on Him and you can keep going. I don't know what's going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I could trust Him with the results. I know it doesn't always work out that way. I shared about my daughter having a baby and dying. But if God's will is there, it's okay. It will work. How many miracles do you need? 1, 2, 3. Okay, all right. God's powers. Number two, God's care for His people. So God's care for His people. You know, Job was in a bad way. And you might wonder, why did God allow Satan to take away His children? His wealth, and later his health, was because Job did something wrong? Anyone? No. Good. Chapter 1 and 2, there's no one that Job liked more. But what does it show? That God cares for His people even through hard times.
So
2 weeks before I come on this trip, I was mostly in bed. I was sick. I was trying to get ready, but I couldn't get ready for this trip. Yeah, I wanted to take my son out to talk to him. But instead of questioning God's care for me, I decided, okay, God, thank you. So, by saying thank you, I'm trusting Him for my circumstances. My mother is saying, don't go on that trip. My wife says, maybe you shouldn't go on that trip. I was trusting God. The day before I left, I got better. So I could actually stand up and pack my suitcase. You see, if I give up hope, then I take my hands off the bicycle, steering wheel.
To rinabir ni a chunyo a magulo lueta endi kwacha to kudat ma doti mora.
The lie is that God gets to that point where He doesn't care for your life.
Miriambo eni, Satan nyalo kelo ni ae, nyasaye ok rit ngimawa.
So let me just close with some application prayer, applications, and then a prayer. First of all, Satan wants us to fail, always. Failure doesn't mean, I mean, success doesn't always mean health. Sometimes success is that I am in agony like Jesus. But I'm trusting God. That's the success.
Mano evi maber manyasaye dwaro.
So it's not that your circumstances look good is what success is. But that God's will is being done through my life. I will not blindly look at the world's solutions. Just take a pill. Obey the Lord even if you don't feel like it. Be obedient. Keep your hand on the steering wheel. Okay, I'll obey. I wash the clothes. I'll obey. I go visit the person. I'll obey. Obedience means you're still keeping your eyes on the Lord. You're following Him. You won't feel like it, but you keep doing it. We need to train our perception, our mind, how we think of things. So when you read the scriptures, the truth, the theology there helps you understand how you don't have to get discouraged. You might use that chart to see how far down you have gone. Again, I have exercises. You can follow them. So, depression comes when we doubt God will help us to endure. But we will endure when we trust these two truths. God is able to help me. He's able to help me endure. And then God will, He does care for me, even in my desperate situation. God always wants us to trust Him to declare His faithfulness. That's our great God. I don't know you personally. And even less, I don't know what you will face each day of your life. But I do know God. And He will be there to help us. Keep your eyes on. You might feel like no one knows about my problems. No one cares about my problems. What are you going to do with that thought? No one cares for you. Temptation from Satan. Let me just lead in a prayer as we close. Lord, sometimes we get these temptations from the evil one. And it goes like, no one cares for you. You can't do anything about it. Oh, that's so true, Lord. I can't do anything about it.
Kendo wanyalo paro ni onge gima wanyalo timo.
And it doesn't seem like anyone cares for me.
Kendo waneno ni wan kendwa kendo ng'at madewa.
But I know you're there, Lord.
To ang'eyo ni intie ka, Ruoth.
Sorry for the time, so I've doubted you.
Nyasachwa, alokora mondo mi ing'e ni nitie seche mang'eny masebedo kariwe gi kiawa.
Different times I have given up hope.
Kendo e seche mang'eny seche moko geno na osea.
And I did some foolish things.
Kendo asetimo gik moko ma ok mi nyingi duong'.
Please forgive me.
Ruoth, wena.
Lord, you do care for us.
Ruoth, wang'eyo ni iritowa.
I remember Jesus there praying in agony.
Nikech waneno kaka Yesu Kristo lamo ka en rem mathoth.
But you were with him.
To ne in kode.
And no matter what I face,
kata obedo ni anyalo kadhe gik matek manade,
that you will be with me to help me to go on.
To ang'e ni biro bedo koda kendo konya mondo mi adhi nyime.
I used to live so I have a comfortable life as possible.
Mondo mi abed engima mokwe.
But I choose to live a life where I keep my eyes on you.
Mondo mi abed kod engima mosiko geno kuomi.
I don't know if I'm riding in the valleys or over a cliff.
Okang'eyo kata ane hoho kata e gwi got.
But my life, I want to be used to show forth the faithfulness of God.
To ngimana onego bed mar ng'iso ni in Nyasaye ma jaratiro.
You are great God.
In Nyasaye maduong'.
You are faithful.
In Nyasaye ma
jadira. You will never depart from your people.
Ok iseweyo jogi.
Praise you were with Job.
Wapako nyingi nikech Ayub.
Praise you were with Jesus when he was suffering.
Ne in kod Yesu e kinde mane en e tem mager.
So you will be with us.
Koro mio in bende ibiro bedo kodwa.
Help us to keep trusting.
Konywa mondo mi wabed ka wageno kuomi.
Because you always keep us going.
Nikech in emimiyowa teko mar dhi nyime.
Thank you, in Jesus we pray.
Erokamano e nying Yesu Kristo walamo.
Amen.
Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell.
Kaka wanyalo bedo jelo.
Session 9. Overcoming Depression with Hope.
Kaka wanyalo loyo ich wang kokalo kuom
hoyo. Replace discouragement and depression with God's hope and joy.
Ka iyine Nyasaye mondo okaw thuolo e okang' ka okang' to mano nyalo miyo ichung' ataro mar ich wang' kod siu.